We do not have a quorum, but we will go ahead and start as a subcommittee. Senator Portantino, you will be presenting SB 568, and we are hearing this bill pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10D because it was substantially amended while in the assembly. So proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Today I'm proud to present SB 568, which would authorize Glendale Community College's governing board, pursuant to a memorandum of understanding, to provide that April 24th shall be Glendale Community College's holiday known as Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day. Glendale Community College serves a city and a region with the highest concentration of Armenian Americans outside of Armenia proper and within the Armenian diaspora. GCC is proud that over 35% of its students they have served in their credit program, and 48% in their non-credit program are of Armenian ethnicity. For a number of years, GCC's annually has held commemorations and education events during April, leading up to April 24th, which, as we know, is the day that the Armenian community around the world solemnly commemorates Genocide Remembrance Day. Topics have included genocide in context, history and politics, in the diaspora, and the destruction of the Armenian people from 1915 to 1923, the effects of genocide denial, and its impact on the current Armenian-American community. However, on April 24th, due to state law, California Community College's Chancellor's Office Title V regulations, GCC has not been able to declare it a public holiday. So this prevents faculty, staff, and students from joining in all of the other genocide recognitions and commemorations around the LA region. This is interesting because K-12 districts have the ability, which Glendale Unified School District appropriately made that decision to take April 24th and commemorate the holiday, but community colleges are prevented from that discretion. So this bill would give them the opportunity to properly commemorate. It has broad bipartisan support, and with me I have Anthony Culpepper, who is the Executive Vice President for Glendale Community College, to offer testimony and support.
Senator Portantino, before we start with your support, we have a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Chang. Chang here. Lurazo.
Here.
Lurazo here. Glazer. McGuire. Pan.
Thank you. Please proceed when you're ready.
Madam Chair and distinguished members of the panel, we really appreciate Senator Portantino's SB 568 as amended. It is very consistent with the key principles that reflect California Community College's system. Three of those principles being the mission to meet and reflect the educational needs of our local communities. Another is the role of the local elected boards of trustees to keep this local focus. And thirdly, the importance of a consultation with employees and organizations. And with that being said, our constituency, the Armenian community, is very excited about this opportunity to have April 24th declared a holiday for the college, so that we may be able to continue to get not only the apportionment necessary for our college to continue its operations, and in doing that, allowing and participating in the support of our Armenian community as we remember the tragedy of the Armenian genocide. So we really encourage and ask the panel to support SB 568 as amended. It does not cost the state and local taxpayers any money, and it does not lessen the obligation of the college to maintain the number of instructional days required by state law, state regulation, and accreditation standards. The Glendale Community College Board of Trustees expresses great appreciation to Senator Portantino for his leadership in moving forward this legislation. It's important to our community and his college, and urges you to vote yes.
Thank you very much. Additional support.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Andrea Ball here on behalf of the Glendale Unified School District. Last night at a special board meeting, upon the superintendent's recommendation, the board passed a resolution in support of this measure. Thanks, Senator Portantino, for his leadership. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional support? Is there any opposition to the bill? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the committee. Senator DeRozzo.
I'd like to move the bill and thank Senator Portantino. He's shown tremendous leadership to the community for many years on this. And now I hope to be also supporter of your leadership on this issue, since Little Armenia is located in my district. And not only for that, but for the righteous issues that it raises for everyone, even within and without the Armenian community. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Durazzo. The bill has been moved by Senator Durazzo. Would you like to close, Senator Portantino?
No, thank you, committee. Thank you, Madam Chair, for having this meeting today so we can move this bill this session, because it presents a problem for the district moving forward. And if you can imagine a sibling where one in the Glendale Unified School District gets the day off and an older sibling at the community college doesn't, the family has to struggle on that day. That's a solemn day. So with that, respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Sir, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 568, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Durazzo?
Aye.
Durazzo, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. McGuire? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
That bill has enough votes to get out. We will leave it on call for a couple members to add on. Thank you, sir. Thank you, members. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Item 1, SB 568, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in, with the chair voting aye, vice chair voting aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye.
That bill is out, 7-0. Thank you, everyone.